So the first question is, what's the Lashas Dchak, right? Why should it only work? Why should this Masnet thing work only if it's Shas Dchak? Either it works, it doesn't work. What's the logic to say, to limit this halacha to Shas Dchak? Okay, so I was thinking, actually, Ilan Svara. Very similar to what David was trying to say, is that the whole halacha here of Srach Chuma is Srach meant like to accustom, right, to create a certain, they wanted to preserve an institution and accustom people to doing the Tilsi Daim, and through accustoming people and doing Tilsi Daim, so then on the time of the Kohanim will do the Tilsi Daim, right? Fine. So the very nature of this institution, there's a halachic structure to it, that is a Maisa Natila, qualifying Nachila, all that stuff. But the thing is, it's Betorah Srach, okay, which is like an accustoming, a preservation of an institution. Okay. Now the thing is like this, is that Rav's mechanism, although it, in the logics of Netil Zidayim, it makes sense and it works, and Ravina agrees with that. But in a sense, it's like minimalistic. It's like the guy is trying to minimize Netil Zidayim. Okay, like for instance, let's say it's not Shastrak. But so now I have two options in front of me. The normal way of doing things is that whenever I eat a meal, I wash my hands. But what I want to do is, I say, you know what? I don't really like Netil Zidayim. And I want to do is, I want to minimize the amount of times I have to do Netil Zidayim. It's annoying for me. So I want to minimize the amount of times I have to do it. So I'll work out a way. I'll use Rav's trick and I'll do it once a day. So there, I thereby minimize the amount of times Netil Zidayim is done. So what Rav Avinah holds, according to this position, is that that's a tart disaster to the idea of Srach. Because the idea in Srach is that the Gavra is involved in maintaining an institution through creating an accustoming Kal Yisrael to doing the thing. So to do it in a way which is trying to minimize the thing is against is a contradiction to the identity of an institution of a Srach. See, if it's Shas Adchak, so you're saying, I don't have enough water. So then you can't say I'm minimizing the thing. Then you're just saying is that I simply have difficulty in performing it. So then I'm going to do it in a way where I'm going to use Rav's idea. But if there's no reason to do it, it's simply because I want to minimize it and I don't like to do it, that's counter to the institution, which is an institution of a Srach. I mean, or you could argue, you could give a counter. You say, look, that's the institution. The institution lends itself to this. So that's not going to contradict it because the institution has two different ways to do it. So that's so I'm using the institution. That's part of the institution. I mean, that's the question. Do you say, like, in this, there's like a Gavro who's involved in a Srach, who's trying to maintain the institution, in which case it's going to be a disaster if the Gavro is minimizing? Or you say, no, simply the Srach is that you didn't feel Zlaim. So you didn't understand. It's true, it's because of Srach, but the halach is that you involve yourself in the institution as it's set up. So since Rav's mechanism is a valid mechanism, so that's fine, I could use that. There's no problem. Yeah, I'm not just saying this is philosophically not a good idea. I'm saying is that if you say Srach is a part of the very halachic institution of Netilas Adayim, that it's Betorah Srach, so then a Gavro is minimizing is a contradiction in the Shem Srach. It's a halachic shame. It's not just a Tamadav. And say that's what the institution is. It's the institution of a Srach. So since that's the case, so then it's going to contradict it to do it in a way of minimization. You could say, no, a Srach is just a Talmud Ofer. It's not a halachic institution. It doesn't lend itself to passing it because I'm not doing it in a good Srach way. Say, that's just a Talmud Ofer. So then it'll be fine. I don't care if it. There's no reason why it's only Shastak. Okay, so now that moves us on to the Tosfos. So Tosfos has a problem. The problem is that you see openly there are Gemaras that you're not supposed to do stuff between Netil Zidayim and Suda. You're not supposed to, for instance, make Kiddush, pour the wine, because you need takeoff. It's to be immediate relationship between the Netila and the Suda. And now you tell me you can do it all day long. So Torah Rabbi Natan says, no, it's because you're Mas Neshachars. So that only works on your masne shachris. If you're masne in the morning, then it's good. But if you just you're masne in the morning and you just don't want to wash your hands now to eat in 5 minutes, you want to do something between, that doesn't work. Then you can't do it. So the question is, what's this? What's the magical morning? How does that work? Why does that make it any better? Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking along the lines of what David was having. But namely, the Rabbeinu Tam is bothered by, how is it that a netila now goes for an achila later? How does that work? As I say, I do a netila now and it's going for an achila in 2 hours. How does it qualify that? Okay, so previously we said through Yadas. That's Rav's move. Through Das. Right? Through Yadas. You're doing this netila now and you're projecting it forth towards the future. It's going to qualify that activity that goes on later. And you guard your hands in the interim so that the state which was produced by the netila remains. And then when it comes to that thing, it will, so to speak, when it comes to the time of the achila, it will match it, meet up, you know. The achila will qualify that achila. But it could be Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that. Rabbeinu Tam says that's hard to say. Just das, like just because I think it's good, I like direct my thought to 2 hours later, like how does that work? But it could be what he holds is that it doesn't work. The mechanism by which it works is like what David mentioned, is that there's a concept of the Seudos Hayom. Okay, and a su'udah could exist in its own right. You have three meals a day, each has independent su'udos. But there's a concept of the su'udos of the yom. Okay, there's a yom of the su'udos of the yom. So what it holds is what you could do is you could do an atila in two ways. You could do an atila on the su'udah which is about to take place. And they will qualify this activity. An atila qualifies this activity which is about to take place. Or what you could do is in the morning, you could do one netila on the Seudos Hayom. I mean, as in the morning, you could have one, since there's a phenomenon of Seudos Hayom, so the morning is when you're looking towards the Seudos Hayom. So you say is that I'm going to do a netila in the morning, and that's going to be on the Seudos Hayom. So see, if I want to do it, if it's in the afternoon, and I just want to do it for 10 minutes later, so how do I just project to 10 minutes later? There's no relationship of now to 10 minutes later. But in the morning, since there's a concept of Seudos Hayom, before I begin my Seudos Hayom, I could do an atila on the entity of the Seudos Hayom, and that will now relate to all the Seudos. So it's true, it works through my Das, but the Das has to grab onto something. So the Das doesn't just project forth into the future, so whatever point I want in the future, it's because right now there is a reality, and as I'm entering the day, I'm doing a tila for, like preparing for the day. There's a phenomenon, you prepare for the day. So there's a Seudos Hayom, so there's a tila for the yom. Today's a tila, and it will project, it'll count for all the tilas of the yom. Of course, you have to watch your hands in the meantime. But that's the way Rabbeinu Tam learns is going to work. So that's only going to work in the morning. If you do it in the morning, it's not going to work if you just decide in the middle of the day you want to just do it for 10 minutes later. No, 10 minutes later, then you have to make use of the other thing. Then you're not using Seudos Hayom, but then you're doing a netila which qualifies an achila. Then it has to be simultaneous right before the achila, otherwise it's not going to qualify. Well, it'll work otherwise. Then it has to be takeoff, then you have to really do it right before. You shouldn't have any hefsek whatsoever because otherwise there's no relationship. It's a good question. Like, does he mean you have to actually do it right before breakfast? You know, so the first of the Seudos Hayom, so therefore, since you're beginning the first of the Seudos Hayom, it will qualify all the Seudos of the day, because breakfast is not just its own meal, it's the first of the unit. Does he mean that? Or it doesn't sound like that from the Lashon. It sounds like Shachris means in the morning. So you could say it doesn't have to relate in immediacy to the unit of Seudos Hayom. It's simply a phenomenon. The morning is when you do activities of preparatory for the day. So therefore, when you do a netila in the morning, you could do a netila in the morning for the Seudos Hayom. There's a unit of the yom, and I'm entering my yom, I'm preparing for my yom. So this netila is a netila for that idea of the Seudos Hayom. And then even if they're later, even if it's not, am I in breakfast for another 10 minutes, whatever, an hour, it doesn't make a difference. Because that shachris lends itself to that kind of a thing, to being koveya, doing activities for the yom. That's just the way the shachris works. In the morning has that quality, do activities for the yom. So we'll relate to the unit of the yom because of the time, because of shachris. So that's that, the first answer of Anitam. The second answer of Anitam, is it also of Anitam? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. But whatever. The second answer in Tosfos is that no. That really, no, it even works. Because according to this first answer, this whole trick only works in the morning. The second answer, no, really it does not work. It can work anytime. But the only thing is that even though Rav doesn't demand Shasad Chak, he does demand some tzorach. Okay, that's really like you don't have water right around, available directly, you know, right here. or yeah, you need the water for something else.
Which kiddush doesn't qualify.
Right. So yeah, you need some sort of need. So you need some need. You don't need shalach, but it has to be for a reason. You can't just do it for nothing. So therefore, in the case of kiddush, so if you're about to do netilas yadayim, if you're going to make kiddush and netilas yadayim and then eat, so what do you gain by doing netilas yadayim before you have kiddush? There's no point in it. So that's just slam careless. You just want to do it in a different order. So even Rav's going to agree you can't do that. If you have no reason why you should separate the two, then you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to use masneh unless there's a reason. Now, it doesn't have to be shas tchak. Shas tchak means like you mamish, you don't have water. Like this town, they are short in water. But here, it doesn't mean that. It just means it's a tircha or whatever it is. So you have to have at least a reason. But just stop to do it because for no reason whatsoever, even Rav agrees you can't do it. So the question is, what's that? What's the deal with that? I mean, either he holds a shot, you need shas tchak, you don't need shas tchak. What's that talia? Just another problem. It sounds like it's a quantitative thing. Is that on the one hand, like it's saying, Rav demands that it can't be, you don't need shas tchak, but you need some reason. It has to be like a tircha or something like that. And then, but then what? And the other shita holds that it's not enough just to be a tircha. It has to be so much so that it's a shas tchak. I mean, what's the difference between just a tircha or a shas tchak? I mean, it just sounds like a quantitative thing. It has to be troublesome or really, really troublesome. I mean, what's that difference? So I was thinking that maybe the idea is they really agree. They both agree that it's based upon what we said down before. Is that in srach, it's not the whole idea of srach is you're trying to accustom people to doing until Zayim, and as such, minimizing, avoiding doing until Zayim is against the idea of srach, and srach is a part of the institution. So therefore, you have a problem. Can't minimize, can't avoid until Zayim. But the question is, how did that halachically set itself up? How did they, so to speak, weave that into the halachic structure of until Zayim? Such that you can't avoid it. Okay? So you could say that there are two ways. You could say that really the halacha is you cannot be like an avoider of netilas yadayim. I mean, like a guy who's an avoider of netilas yadayim is like a contradiction to srach. You can't just avoid it. Okay? And it's avoiding lacks in the idea of srach. It's a contradiction to the idea of srach. Okay? But you could say differently. Not that it's a din of avoiding lacks, but they built it into the structure, which is that since the whole idea of srach, of Nitzel's name is because of a srach, they said that you need a matir to use Rav's mechanism. Well, it's really Rav's mechanism intrinsically should work. But Rav's mechanism is a mechanism whereby you're minimizing your netilah. So what they said is that because Netilas Yadayim is an institution of Srach, they said is that you could use Rav's mechanism, but you need a Matir. The Matir Shas Tchak. In other words, they didn't just allow you to use Rav's mechanism. They said since the idea is they were trying to preserve an institution, so they don't want you to use the Rav's trick. Okay, but in the intrinsic logics of it, Rav's trick should work. So what they did is you could use it if you have a Matir of Shas Tchak. So if you say it's an idea that you can use it with a matir, so you can't just say tircha. Tircha isn't a matir. Tircha isn't a halachic thing. Shas tchak is a halachic category. It's a positive thing. But just what, I'm lazy, I'm not in the mood to go walk and get some more water, that's not a matir. If you say you need a matir to use it, then it's going to have to really be a shas tchak. But the other way to learn is, no, it's not pshat you need a matir. Really, intrinsically it works. The only thing is that the gavra cannot be an avoider of netilas yadayim. You can't be avoiding it. So you can't say I'm avoiding it if there's a tircha. Avoiding means that it's right there, and you could do it, and you just decide, you know, I'm not going to do it. For no reason. No reason, that's avoiding it. So then you can be a contradiction. But if there's no real water available, or I want to use the water for something else, whatever it is, then you can't say I'm avoiding. I'm not avoiding it. That's not contradicting the idea of srach, because, it's annoying. I have a good reason not to do it. Right. But if you say that it's a positive, that really that you need a matir to use it, then you can't just say tircha. Tircha doesn't register in a positive way. Then you really need a halachic thing. Shas tchak is a halachic thing. So that will be a matir.